The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's time to talk about a little dinero, money, a couple of dollars. We've got Stephanie Dodson, who's here with us from Emerald Coast Coins on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Time to get out your phone and text in a question. If you've got that coin sitting in your jewelry box or sitting in that drawer, you've always wondered, I wonder if this has any value. Text it in, 850-437-1620. She's here to answer all your questions. Good morning.
I'll do my very best.
There you go. So tell me, what's happening in the world of Emerald Coast Coins? And maybe, just start off with introducing who you are and talking about your store. Because we were just discussing, it's not a pawn shop. It's a very much of a specialty store and showcase. So let's maybe go back and do a little history for maybe someone who is not familiar with who you are.
Sure. So we are in our 23rd year here in Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, wow.
My gosh.
I didn't realize
so insane.
That long.
My dad and his friend started Emerald Coast Coins together, just, two buddies who liked metal detecting. They were like, let's make this a coin business. So they got into the coin business. And we are what I think you would consider a specialty shop. We focus on the collectability or the numismatics, the coins, the currency. And then we spread out and do a few other things, but, not a pawn shop. Like some people call, hey, is this a pawn shop? No, we don't buy everything. Like, I think pawn shops can buy pretty much anything, all kinds of stuff, right? We stick to coins. We buy broken and unwanted jewelry, sterling flatware, things of that sort.
Okay, you used a really big word a second ago.
Numismatics.
Yes, ma'am. You probably need to define that for those of us that go, numa what?
Numa what? I will never forget when Jenna was learning how to say that word.
Yeah, say it again now.
Numismatics.
Everyone pay attention.
Numismatism.
Say it again.
Numismatics.
Numismatics. Yes. And numismatism.
Numismatism.
Numismatism. Okay.
Some big words.
You can go in the office today and throw this one around.
That's
your friends.
Yes.
The coffee break.
Yes. And it's just a collectors of coins.
Okay. Or a specialist.
Specialist. Anybody who collects coin can be a numismatist.
Oh, so the fact that I have that state quarters collection makes me a numismatist.
There you go.
Kind of like that.
You get to use big words now.
Now I have to put that on my Facebook page.
Yes, definitely.
So interesting. Okay, so tell them more about the store.
So we've been around for 23 years. We started off, I think they started, I don't know where they first started off. They were near CC's Pizza on 9th Avenue, but now we have our very own building right in the middle of Creighton Road, 1811 Creighton Road, across from the Cumberland Farms. We're just there every day, living our best lives, looking at everybody's coin collections. We're open Monday through Friday.
Okay. What are your hours?
So Monday and Friday, we're open 9 until 5. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we have changed our hours to close at 4 o'clock because we've been so, and I've talked about this on the show too, how crazy busy, and you say you drive by.
I drive by her shop every day. I'm thinking, how many people have coins here? Parking lot is always full.
It's always
I'm not kidding.
So Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, we are closing an hour earlier so we can catch up. So we can just catch up on all of our stuff that we have. And it takes a while, and I think it's going to take us a while to get back in a good rotation. Will we go back to 9 to 5? Probably. Am I going to be upset if we don't? No, because there's so much we get done in that last hour, just focusing on all our back stock and things of that sort.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very interesting. So we already have a text question that's come in. So, and again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Stephanie Dodson with Emerald Coast Coins. And you can text in a question, 850-437-1620. And it says, Mark Dellinger here. Can you recommend an app or website for looking up coin values?
So anything on the internet seems to be... Not untruthful. However, their prices will always range from pretty accurate, for like a silver dime, $2.50 or $3, whatever it is, or they can range and say this dime you have is worth $3,000. I'm old school. I like the books. I like the books. You can get the Red Book is the one I've talked about a lot.
Uh-huh, and it's called the Red
it's
Book?
It's called the Red Book. They put them out every year.
Mm-hmm.
And not only will they have the prices of the American coins that you're looking for, but like, you know, what you're really wanting to see is if your coin is going to be worth more than a common one. So, like, if you're looking at your quarters and you see, like, a silver quarter and you have a 1964 and a 1932,
mm-hmm.
and you're looking in that book, you're going to see, well, a 32, if it has a mint mark, is worth way more money than the 1964 silver quarter. When they're both silver, but the 32 with a mint mark is worth more. So then you'll be like, well, let me put this one aside and look into it further.
Well, I think that's confusing for me, and we've talked about this before,
yeah.
is that you have the true authorities who have the true values, but then you have the scam things that are out there. And so what are your signs, or how can a layperson like me differentiate between something that's true or something that says, join us now and give us pay this fee and we'll pay, you know, we'll evaluate
if
your
you
corn,
ha- yes.
blah, 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 those kind of things?
My opinion is if they say you have to pay for anything, then absolutely not.
So if I come in with a coin to your store, I don't have to pay to have it evaluated.
No, no. The only time we ever ask for payment for a coin evaluation is if we're having to do it for your estate,
mm-hmm.
For insurance purposes, because then they require it to be done a specific way, and that definitely takes time.
Right, and paperwork, I'm sure.
Yep, time and paperwork. So I personally like the books over the websites. There are apps you can use, PCGS and NGC, but again, they're going to give you the high value prices.
PCGS?
Yep, PCG. Okay. Don't ask me to tell you what
the acronym is.
That's it.
Okay, PCGS and what was the other one?
NGC. Those are coin grading companies, uh-huh. and they will have some prices on there, but you know, that's because they've graded them and they're like, okay, well, here's their high retail values. They're still going to, so they'll be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Give you a sense of the range or
yes,
whether it's
exactly.
even worth pursuing, probably.
Exactly. And I do like the PCGS app that we, and I have it on my phone because it also helps me grading a coin. And so grading a coin means I'm going to look at this coin and tell you if it's like, you know, they go from a 0 or a 1 up to 70 for perfect. And so it helps you figure out which grade your coin is with pictures.
Oh, and I didn't even know about that.
Girl, it's so involved.
I didn't even know about that part. Okay.
Now, like the newer coins, when we get into modern coins, anything from like the 80s, 90s and up,
mm-hmm.
It's not going to matter as much. But like for the older coins, it can make a difference.
Sure. Well, was that makes sense.
Yes. And we don't clean the coins. Always remember that. Don't clean
yeah,
the coins.
Yeah, that's one thing I have learned from Stephanie. If you find an old coin and you think, oh, I should shine this up, don't do it, because that adds to the value than the
yeah.
actual sense of how old it is, right?
Yeah. I had somebody bring in a quarter the other day. They're like, I cleaned it up really good because I couldn't see the date. And I'm like, well, thankfully, it's just a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, bummer. I'm like, yeah, but if it was more than a quarter and you cleaned it, it would be worth not as much potentially. And they were like, oh.
Yeah.
They were so sweet.
Okay. Well, give us an update, I guess, because you're always on top of it, of the value now with gold
yeah.
and silver.
Oh,
and everything. We usually do a quick update on that on the
yes,
show.
Yes, and I was running around so much. Let's see. So gold today is at $3,335.80. So it's kind of steady-ish from where it's been. It's been between $3,300 and $3,400.
Mm-hmm.
And the silver is at $37.90, right around $38.
Okay. It's interesting that there's such a disparity between the two.
It is so crazy. And we've talked about, and my brother's better at their percentages. It should be, like, it used to be a long time ago, like 16 to 1. And I think right now it's in, like, the 90 to 1 percentile. So for every 90 pieces is one piece. It's crazy.
Wow.
It should not be that way. Silver is super suppressed.
Interesting.
So and we've talked about this before, too. The last time silver and gold went super high back in 2010 when gold
mm-hmm.
got up to maybe $2,000. Silver got up close to $50.
Huh.
And it has not even touched that.
Interesting.
Right now, which is mind-blowing to
me. We got a good text that just rolled in that
Yay.
Says, okay, so what's the difference between sterling silver and regular silver?
So the difference between sterling silver and regular silver is the percentage, basically. Sterling silver is 92.5% of silver. So only and pure silver is all nines, four mm-hmm. nines. So they take that just the 92.5% of that silver and then something else, usually copper or just another metal, and they mix it together, and that's how you come up with that sterling silver.
Okay, because I remember my mom must have told me years ago to always look for the little symbol. If it says it's sterling silver, it's only silver serving sterling silver. If it has that little symbol on it, is it a little S, I think, or what is that on the?
So if sterling silver will say 925 or sterling. Uh-huh. The English have all different markers for it too, and I have a book that a customer gave me to show me all the different markers.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, because it was on necklaces or buying jewelry. You want to make sure that it has that little engraving on it.
My brother's correcting me. He said gold was over $1,800, not quite $2,000. Oh. And silver got to $4,849.
Okay. Hi, brother. So he's listening.
He's holding, down the fort at the store.
Well, if you're listening and you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We always try to have interesting guests on this show, experts in their fields, most of whom I find are very passionate about what they do. Stephanie is certainly one of the, it falls in that category. So if you have a question for her, do text it in, 850-437-1620.
And if you have some questions about foreign coins, apparently my brother's listening, so he can answer those.
We've got the research department in the house.
Got the research department in the house.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, yeah, I'm kind of fascinated. I think I have an interest, because I am fascinated by coins. I just find that each one, depending on the year, and then you start going back to the history of coins from other lands.
Yes.
And then you think, so this was minted during the Revolutionary War. This was done in Europe during World War II. I mean, you start finding out the story behind the coin.
We had these, we had these two young people come in the other day, and they were so interested in all the coins, like what year they were minted and like about what time frame, which their dad was like great at filling them in on all the history. And he was like, this is this. And so then they both got to spend a little bit of money and get some coins, which I gave them a couple of little cool things too, but you know, they were adorable and so polite. But and it's just crazy to think, like, who would have held this coin back in like 1878,
right?
Or like,
whose hands did this coin pass through?
Yes.
I've never thought of that.
I always think of that just because, like, it's just literal history, like right there at your fingertips.
Well, you know, now that you're talking, I'm sitting here thinking it's totally off subject in a way, but you know, we're moving into a cashless society.
Yeah.
And so it's
interesting.
I mean, because it's all Venmo and PayPal, all that kind of stuff. And so fewer and fewer people carry change anymore, or
that's
coins,
true,
or even dollars. So you think that's going to cause that to now the price of the even newer coins from the 60s, 70s, 80s to now rise in price because we're not using them as much?
No, because a couple of reasons. One, I don't think we'll ever be completely cashless, because specifically we don't take credit or debit on a lot of specific things at our store.
Right. And there's still businesses that follow that philosophy.
Exactly. And for us, and I'll kind of go off on this, like gold and silver, like our prices in between what we buy it for, what we sell it for, are slim pickings. And then the fees we get charged are crazy, and there's a few other reasons too. So that's that. Two, they made like millions and billions of some of these coins. Like, so no, I don't think that they'll ever get, you know, become a lot more, not, unless
becoming
got,
more rare,
right? So. And we've even talked about like the pennies supposedly going away. Like, even if that's going away, I don't think that's going to make them rise. Canada's pennies, they haven't used pennies for years.
Interesting.
In years, and their pennies are, you know, worthless. Like, you know, I guess that's what will happen to our pennies. I don't know. Like, yeah,
well,
I mean,
there are
technically
a couple,
worthless
though,
right
now.
There's a handful. There's always a handful, even with the Canadian stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a handful that are like, if you find them, you're doing great.
Okay, let's review some of the good finds. So if someone's going through their change box.
Yes. So going through their change box, and wheat pennies,
wheat pennies.
You know, if 1958 and earlier, they're not worth a lot right now, however.
But they have that little wheat symbol on
the
back.
Yep, they have the little wheat stalks on the back. They're not worth a lot right now. I mean, we've probably been through a couple hundred thousand wheat pennies this year already.
Wow.
But they, you know, there's a handful, 1914 with a D mint mark from Denver. That one's worth more. 1931 S. That
Explain
one's
that
more.
About the marks.
So that's just the marks are where they're from. So D is Denver, S is San Francisco.
Where they were minted?
Yep, where they, yeah, where
were
they
created,
were
minted. I guess you could say.
And they'll be under the date. So if you'll see like 1914 and then right under the date, you'll see a D or an S. If you don't see one, it's from Philadelphia. They didn't put the P's on them back then. Like our quarters now, you can look at our change now and it'll have a P on there for Philadelphia.
Huh. Okay.
So
they, I find all this so interesting.
It's totally good. I go through this every day. And, you know, and I get a lot of calls too about like the new quarters. I think it was last year's quarter and I can't think of the lady's name, but all of you flip it over on the back and you don't see anything around her, but you see the lady and then her outfit.
This is the Susan B. Anthony?
No, this is a quarter.
Okay.
And I can't think of her. I'll think of her name later, probably. But all of the words that are typically on that quarter, mm-hmm. and people's like, you know, it's a blank. There's nothing there. I'm like, but it's all in her outfit. So if you, like, magnified into her outfit, you'll see, like, E Pluribus Unum, and then you'll see her name, and then you'll see 25 cents.
Interesting.
It's really cool the way they did that.
Who
I get a
designs
call on it.
The coins? I've never even thought about it until just now.
People. I don't know.
I was a smart aleck on my show, right?
Men and women, maybe?
Okay.
Over in,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not a Stephanie question.
No, it just occurred to me. It's like somebody somewhere in the federal government is sitting there designing the next coin, aren't
they? True, yes.
And like right about now,
they're doing like the women in history, so that's why we have women on the quarters.
Yeah.
Yes. So, but I don't know specifically who does it.
Right. What a
people
great
who
job.
Make way more money than I do.
Well, yes, me too.
Yes. I want that job.
Talking with Stephanie Dotson here with Emerald Coast Coins on Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. Plenty of time to get a question in if you've got a coin you've been thinking about or even some gift ideas. And
definitely.
There's a lot going on now as we're heading into kids are back at school.
Back at school. So you know what that means? That the holiday season will be here before we know it.
I know, right?
Start purchasing your stuff now.
Mm-hmm. Any gift ideas?
Yes. We always go to the Silver Eagles, which I was going to bring one in this time, and I forgot. But, you know, because we always talk about it.
We do.
You're like, I want to see it.
Yeah.
Like Silver Eagles, we have...
And that's a quarter, right? Or is that a dollar?
Silver Eagle is a dollar.
A dollar, okay.
A dollar, yep. And they're about... They're big, well, for those of us who remember the 70s and 80s, they're big like the old Eisenhower dollars.
Mm-hmm. I have those. Now I have a couple of those.
So Silver Eagle's a little bit bigger than that.
Big eagle on the back.
Yeah, and it's got a nice eagle on the back and the Walking Liberty on the front. Silver Eagles are always great. Widow's mites are popular, especially around the holiday season, mm-hmm. because... and the widow's mites were, you know...
What is that?
So, like... In the Bible, the widow, when everybody was tithing to, I guess, Jesus or whatever, like all the rich people just give a little bit of what they had. But the widow gave everything she had, which was a mite.
Mm.
So there's like, you know, she was the one who was giving and loving and caring for all.
Mm-hmm.
She gave everything she had to him, where everybody else just gave a,
you
know, somebody to live by, in my opinion.
Okay. So the widow's mite is a coin.
It's just a little tiny coin.
Huh.
Yes.
Where do you find those?
In my store, but and we have a guy we get them from.
Interesting.
They are getting more difficult to find.
Well, where are they produced?
I mean, they're not like they're not new; they're old, so you got to find them. They were from over like
in Egypt.
Yes,
and,
over that way.
In the Middle East.
Yes, over that way.
I've never heard of that coin.
Unless
before.
My brother corrects me.
Yeah, I've never heard of that coin before. That's very
it's
interesting.
Super cool, and I've talked about it just because a lot of people. Love that that biblical aspect of it as well.
Of course, especially when you hit the holiday season coming up.
Yes, and sometimes we have a little. I don't know if we have papers for that one, but sometimes we'll have little books for them too. I mean, it's just they're just cool.
That is cool. That's very see. This fascinates the whole world.
Yeah.
The whole world is represented by these little things.
By those little things, and then we have the Spanish cobs, which is pirate money. I've talked about those before too.
Yeah.
My favorite pirate money.
Aye, aye, matey.
Yes.
Arr,
matey. Those things are super cool. Not as, you know, the widow's mites run around $25.
Mm-hmm.
The cobs run around $250 to $400, like an up, yeah.
Oh, so, okay.
But again, super cool. And they're like $1,700. You know, from the 1700s.
Do you still have people coming into the store that are finding coins locally that are still metal detecting and then come
always.
In and say they found something? Because this area has been around for a long time.
It has. There's a
it's
lot
a
of
rich
places.
History.
There's a lot of places they're not allowed to metal detect. Like they can't metal detect on any federal property. They can't metal detect like Johnson's Beach, places like that. They're mm-hmm. not supposed to be able to metal detect.
Can they do
on.
It downtown?
They're not supposed to do it
okay,
downtown.
Interesting.
Not, but it's not. I think it's not because they're not allowed. I just think it's just like an unwritten like
mm-hmm.
rule that you don't do it downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Most people who metal detect who have been doing it a while know that you clean up your mess. If you dig a hole, you fill it.
Right.
Not everybody does that. And I think, you know, that could present a problem. But most of them are very vigilant in how they do things.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it's just fascinating that you could pick up a piece of history.
Yeah, and they do. Like, they find, like, the old buttons from, like, wartime. Like, the buttons from the shirts from, like,
wartime.
Yeah.
Civil
and, like,
War.
And... Yes. And, like,
what's the most unusual thing you've had come in recently? When people come in and they've been out metal detecting or whatever.
Probably those, the buttons stuck in my head because somebody just brought some buttons in recently. And those are always cool. And
what war were they from?
I wasn't talking to them. I just kind of glanced at them. My dad and my brother. Because dad's all in, like, way into that because he's metal detected for years. So those were just cool to look at, which we do have some in our store. Dad has his little metal detector, like, shelf of pride over there.
Treasures.
Yes. There
treasure
you go.
Chest.
And it's fine. Cool. So you can see all the, like, the buttons and the little musket balls.
Belt
and
buckles.
Belt
like
buckles.
That. Yeah.
Yep. Interesting. All kinds of fun things. So he's got all that over there. And we do get people that come in there, like, just go look over there. They bring their kids in. They're like, okay, history class.
Right. Take them on over.
Yeah. Which is great for especially homeschoolers. You know, it's like a great little place to come to. To learn from homeschooling, especially because we have, like, again, the foreign coins. We have the coins from all around the world. They're not worth a whole lot anymore because they've moved over to the euro in most places, or they've devalued their money in some places. But just to see the different,
it just seems like being able to see a lira would be cool.
Yes,
to see the coins, the original coins from those countries.
Exactly,
I think that'd be cool.
And there's so many different pretty animals and stuff on there.
Yeah. Well, one of the other things that you do is you also evaluate jewelry. People can bring jewelry in. So maybe talk about that for a minute. And someone just said, what's the name of the shop? Emerald Coast Coins.
Emerald Coast Coins.
Right on Creighton.
That's it. Right on Creighton Road. 1811 Creighton Road. And our phone number is 850-473-1515. We do take jewelry, unwanted and broken jewelry. Mm-hmm. We stop taking jewelry an hour before we close. So Monday and Friday, we stop taking jewelry at 4. The rest of the week, we stop taking jewelry at 3. And that's because we have to do paperwork for the police department. And not only that, but, you know, it's paperwork for the police department. We have to test the pieces to see, like, 10, 14, 18, whatever carat it is, you know. And then when we write it down, we have to itemize it. So it's a tedious part of the day is doing that kind of stuff.
Right.
and sometimes we can get backed up very easily when we have a handful of people, even though we have a full staff.
Sure. Well,
that makes sense.
So when we talked about the coins, we say, well, definitely do not clean your coins.
Correct.
Now, what about with jewelry? Should you leave it also in the state that it's in? Because sometimes there are things that they kind of tarnish after a while.
If they're tarnished, it's fine. I mean, I would prefer not to have, like, any sticky residue. So, like, if you want to clean your jewelry, that's fine. Jewelry is jewelry.
So you don't have to worry about that?
No.
Okay.
Like, and untangle it, that's fine, too. You know...
Untangle is helpful.
It's helpful. I can do
it. So you've seen my jewelry box, the bottom drawer, have you?
I tell you, I have customers. They're like, I untangled it from the house to here. It tangled back up. I'm like, the necklaces love each other secretly.
There's some kind of gremlin. There's a necklace gremlin out there. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
All right. Well, we're down to our last minute, my friends. So tell us again where you're located, how they can reach you, all the good stuff.
1811 Creighton Road. Our phone number is 850-473-1515. You can find us on Facebook. If you have pictures, we have a phone number you can text us to, but you have to call the store to get that number. So 850-473-1515. And we have a text number you can text us pictures to.
Excellent. Okay. So we're talking with Stephanie Donson, family-owned business, Emerald Coast Coins. You can't miss it, right there on Creighton Road.
Yes.
Right across from?
Cumberland Farms.
Okay, Cumberland Farms.
And I think the fire... some little girl, I forgot the name of it.
Okay.
It just totally slipped my brain.
That's okay. And then also the new hours so people don't get confused.
9 to 5 Monday and Friday, 9 to 4 Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Okay, and not open on the weekends.
No, never.
Okay. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for coming in.
Thank
it's always
you.
A pleasure to have you on the show. I always find it so interesting, and I really do need to bring that bottom drawer of my jewelry box in with
eventually.
All the coins.
Yes.
I know, so you can tell me. Again, Stephanie Donson, Emerald Coast Coins. Thanks for being on Pep Talk. And
we'll see you next time.
Yes, we will. We are listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.